Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is desire. It is said the thirst of desire is never filled nor fully satisfied. We look back on our own lives, and most of us would probably admit that that's true. If we desire things to fill our passions, those desires won't dissipate when we achieve what we've set our minds upon. In fact, our want for more will often be activated to the point that there can never be enough. That's why it's crucial that our desires are for those things that will build us up and not destroy us. Desire is a powerful built-in force within each of us. God has made us to be creatures of desire so that we might accomplish amazing things in His name. But if that desire is misdirected, it may lead us to ruin in epic proportions. Romans 13:13-14 gives us warning, saying, "Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." Desires driven by worldliness and provision for the flesh lead to ruin because they can never accomplish the goals we've set for them. Our sinful desires will never be satisfied, and our lust for self-satisfaction can never reach its goal because there's no truth behind them, only the devil's manipulation through false promises. Instead, God asks us to desire Him, to trust in Him, to rejoice in Him. Psalm 37:4 urges us towards this, saying, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." He doesn't ask us to desire in Him because it makes Him feel good about Himself. He desires this for us because it is only in His truth that we will find our ultimate freedom. He wishes us to desire in Him because only by His guidance and wisdom will we find what we're ultimately looking for. God asks us to hunger and thirst for righteousness, Matthew 5, verse 6, because it is that kind of desire that will bring us all the way to everlasting life. He promises you that you will seek Me and find Me when you seek Me with all your heart, Jeremiah 29:13, because He has built within you a passion and desire to want for more, and He wants that desire to be directed towards the things that will bring about the ultimate good. Our desires will lead us somewhere. We must be disciplined to follow only those desires that lead to holiness. And God has promised you His guidance as you make your choices. He says in Proverbs 2:3-5, "Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." We're told that talent creates its own opportunities. But it sometimes seems that intense desire creates not only its own opportunities, but its own talents. If you desire for the things of God, your opportunities for righteousness will make themselves obvious to you, and your talents for righteousness will be strengthened. But if your desires are placed upon ungodliness, then your opportunities for destruction will increase, and your talents will be given to things that cannot ultimately save you. God fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He also hears their cries and saves them. Psalm 145, verse 19. Our Father in heaven is eager to fill the desires of all who trust in Him, and He grieves for all those whose desire only selfish ambition. May your desires always be centered on Christ so that you might overcome the misguided desires of the heart built on the devil's deception. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, build within us a desire only for godliness and purity. Keep us from falling for the devil's lies that lead us to desire the things that will only destroy. Forgive us for not trusting in You, and build our faith on Your truth. Amen.